Welcome to Renewed by the Word with Pastor Edwin from Redeemer Church, Miami. We are glad you can join us today. Please grab your Bibles as we walk through the Word of God together this morning.
Our last point was very simple. I just titled it, Ready, Stand, and Say. He says, get yourself ready, stand up and say to them, whatever I command you. Church, don't be afraid. Now, be careful. As I've said before, don't be reckless. I know we live in an environment where people are putting all sorts of crazy stuff on Facebook for political stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's truth, about the fact that God loved someone so much that he gave Jesus Christ that they would be saved. Don't sacrifice that truth for anything. Don't give in to anything that is other than that truth. And stand up for that. God stands beside the fighter. Jeremiah would suffer. We're going to see it for the next 5 weeks. Jeremiah went through a lot of nasty stuff, but he stood there, and he took it because it was God's truth. Church, don't be afraid to pay that price for God, for the gospel, for this truth, especially in this moment in time that we're living in. People need to hear about Jesus more than ever before. They don't need to hear about politics. They don't need to hear about sicknesses in hospitals. They need to hear about Jesus, because there's a lot of people who are searching and looking because they're lost, and our society and our government and our doctors offer no solutions to the biggest problem of all, the human heart. No solution for that. And that's what we're looking for. Underneath all of this, we're looking, human heart, searching for peace, tranquility, wisdom, connectedness to the person who formed them all. Underneath, we know it. And then I want to leave you with these beautiful words as we approach the table this morning. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings, officials, priests, and people. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. I am with you. I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Church, I just want to read these words over you this morning. As before I say amen, you are a fortified city. You are an iron pillar, and you are a bronze wall. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. That's how God views you. That's how he's making you into this. So church, I know we just came out of the Fearless series, so that it kind of bleeds a little bit here at the end of that. Stand for the Lord, because you're made of iron. You're made of bronze. You're a fortified city, that wall around the city. That's what you are, church. You're not just some lonely person in lonely community. Together. We are that wall, and you are iron. You are this bronze, amazing wall that cannot be torn down no matter what. That is what your God is making of you. So if you've ever wondered, where's God taking me and what am I supposed to be? There it is. Fortified city, iron pillar, bronze wall. And it all starts in about 2 minutes from now when we come to the table in surrender. The building blocks are here for you then to turn around and go bless someone else. Church, be a pillar for God. Church, be a fortified wall for God. Church, be an iron pillar for God. And watch God do amazing things through simple you. You'll say, who, me? I don't have words. I'm too young. No, you're not. Specially prepared, set apart for that particular person, for that particular moment, neighborhood, family, maybe workplace, to impact someone for eternity, that they might get to taste the beauty of this table as well. Let's pray together, church. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you would set us apart, commission us, consecrate us, that we will bless others. So Heavenly Father, I pray that we would delight in the fact that you're making us into a fortified city, a bronze wall, an iron pillar for you to rescue another, that they might know your truth, that they might know your grace, that they might experience your love. Use us, God, in the same way that you used Jeremiah. He fought against the nation. Father, bring us into that conversation with the one who needs to hear you, the one who needs to know you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Church, it is my privilege, as always, to invite you to come to the Lord's table this morning. I remind you that this is not the table of Redeemer Church Miami. This is not the table of our sister congregation, Palmetto Presbyterian Church. This is the table of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he invites all of those who have confessed him as Lord and Savior with their lips and in their hearts to come close and commune with him. Before we approach the table, I want to share these words of the Apostles' Creed with you. It's the earliest of our creeds, a summary of the Christian faith. Let's join our voices together in repeating the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Church, I want to invite you to just bow your heads for a moment. Before we come to the table, it's very important that we have a time of confession. As I always remind you, you confess to no man, you confess to no church. You confess directly to God through your Savior, the great high priest, Jesus Christ. So I want to just invite you to just bow your heads, and after a few moments, I'll close us with a word of prayer. Let's come before the Lord in an attitude of confession. Heavenly Father, thank you that as we pause and bring before you our sin and mistakes, we realize there are many. We realize that they are all before you. We realize that our thoughts and our words, the attitudes of our hearts are all before you. Nothing can be hidden from your sight. So, Heavenly Father, we place them at the foot of the cross. We ask you to forgive us, to wash them away, to make us whiter than snow, as David prayed, that you would remember our sin no more, and that in Jesus Christ, we would begin anew, begin afresh, from the moment we walk out these doors knowing that we are forgiven, that we are loved, that we are restored. So Heavenly Father, forgive us. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus, for the great forgiveness, redemption, and restoration that we enjoy in him. And now, Father, would you take these simple elements, would you bless them, that they will nourish our souls, and that this time at the table would be a moment of encounter with you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Church, the Apostle Paul writes, I pass on that which I received, that on the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he shared it with his disciples, telling them that this was his body, broken for them, to do this in remembrance of him. Paul also writes that he took the cup after supper. He also shared it with his disciples, telling them that this was his blood spilled for many for the forgiveness of their sins. The new covenant, the new promise in his blood to do this in remembrance of him, that every time you drank from the cup and you took from the bread, you would declare his return. Church, as we've done the last couple of months, I want to invite you to come forward for this side of our church. We've set apart some cups on this side. For this side of our church, we've set apart some cups over here. So we're just going to ask you to come down the center aisle. If you can sneak out the center. I know that some of the pews are blocked because of the cameras. But if you can sneak down the center and then grab a cup and just return by where you were sitting, by the outside aisles. That way we kind of minimize the contact. And then we'll do communion together once you have the cuppies in your hand. So I want to invite you to stand. And you can come forward to receive the communion this morning. For those of you who came here at the end, we're on our way to get more of the cups. Thank you. It's a good problem to have. Amen. We're all here. We'll give those folks a moment to go and grab that. Church, for those of you who are here, if you could just take a moment to peel off that top layer. If you could peel off that top layer and find that little wafer. I know it takes sometimes a little moment. And if it's a little wet in there, sorry, they're all jumbled up in that box. We'll wait a second so you can kind of grab that. And so if you have that little wafer in your hand, the body of Christ, yeah, we'll have to take those masks off, yeah, for a second. It's safe. The doors are open in the back. We're venting, so it's okay. The body of Christ broken for you. Do this in remembrance of your Savior. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you again that Jesus was broken, that we would be made whole. That he was broken, that the pieces of us will be brought back together again. And Father, for that, we thank you. Bless this moment. Prepare us for your cup. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now if you can keep peeling. Peel that next layer off. Be careful, it gets a little tricky. If you can peel that next layer off, I'll kind of give you a moment. Oh, yeah, Ivan and Chris in the back. Thank you so much, Gigi. I appreciate it. And I think Raul as well. Yeah, okay, thank you. We'll give you a moment, Ivan and Chrissy, to catch up with us. If you have the cup in your hand, the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, take and drink of it. Amen. Let me pray for us, and then as I close in prayer, I'll invite you to join me in repeating the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for just the refreshing experience of coming to your table, of being reassured that Christ died for us, that when he hung on the cross, he remembered our names. He saw our faces because he was there when we were being shaped in our mother's wombs. Thank you that your love and your care and compassion reached that far. And so we celebrate that love and compassion now. We praise you that you sent your son, that your righteous wrath would fall on him and not on us. And we thank you that you sent your Son who would shed his blood that would wash us clean and redeem us and restore us in your eyes and before the eyes of the world. Thank you, God, for the great gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that Christ did, for all that he said and taught, but especially when he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. I wish communion was longer. I love it. Church, this is the moment in our service where we respond to God's goodness in our lives. As we've been doing the last couple of weeks, if you want a text to give, that'll come up in just 1 second on the screens behind me. And for those of you at home, you'll see it as well. If you want to give out in the lobby at the kiosk, you can do that too. But if you want to come forward and give it the traditional way, we have set offering plates on both sides of our church. So we'll kind of ask you to do the same thing. If you can just come down the center, put your offering in, and just return where you were sitting by the outside aisle, that's the way that we'll collect our offering. So we will now collect the morning offering. Thanks, Frank. Church, for those of you visiting with us, if you can take a moment to fill out these communication cards that look like this, we would love to stay in touch with you. You can drop them off in the lobby on your way out in that little plastic box. If you have any prayer requests, please leave them in the lobby in that little plastic box. We pass it along to a prayer team that will pray for your needs and what's going on in your life or individuals that you know. So some events coming your way that we want to kind of bring to you before we head out. Graduation service next Sunday, very special Sunday. We usually do this in June. The shutdown, right? So a lot of our little kids from our school and from our church were unable to have their little graduation ceremony. If you had a graduate in your family, okay, kindergarten or to middle school or high school to college or even college, please text me. It was in the newsletter. You can send pictures of them. We want to post it to the text upstairs. So please, next Sunday, 10:30 a.m., at the end of the service, we'll have a small little graduation ceremony. You'll meet some of our elementary school kids from our on-site school here. But if there's someone in your family who graduated, please, please, please let us know. That's next Sunday, the 11th. We remind the young people out there, middle school, high school, even if the college wants to sneak in, you can. Next Friday night, 7:30 p.m., meet me over in the cafeteria, and we'll have ourselves a good and a safe time, okay? Bring your mask, and we'll do something fun like we did last time, a little bit inside and outside. Next announcement, trunk or treat. As we said the last couple of weeks, trunk or treat, we're going to do a drive-through style, so we don't have any of the big barbecue stuff on site. We need a lot of cars, so if you're willing to come out that Saturday, it's a good alternative as well. If you're one of those individuals that feel strongly against Halloween, then this is the perfect event because you're getting someone off the street, off any kind of regular celebration, you're bringing them to a church. Christian music playing, us, right, giving the candy. So if you're willing to do that, the sign-up is in the lobby. And again, you just take your trunk, you pop that thing open, decorate your car a little bit, and the cars will come through. We'll give them some candy. We'll send them on their way. And then, oh yeah, I'll do it now. If you can connect with us, we have new invite cards in the lobby. If you want to invite someone to church, please grab one of those or grab a bunch. It's okay. Take as many as you want. There are car stickers. And the guy we bought them from, promise me that you can just peel it off. You don't have to do the scraping thing like in the past. So you can feel free to put it on and you can take it off whenever. There's smaller ones that Frank bought us, which are really awesome as well for a computer, even a window. So there's a couple of goodies out there for you to take. We'll keep giving more stuff out as the weeks go on. We want to kind of the relaunch of the church after the shutdown. We really want to get the word out about our church again. You see here behind me, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and you know all about that. There are boxes in the lobby. You saw them on your way in. Please grab one. And we put instructions on that pew for you. If you want to give to a small little kid, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14, instructions are there. Suggestions of what to give, how to pack it, they're all there. They're not due until November 9th. So take one with you, pack it up, bring it back. That's a Christmas gift for a little boy or girl around the world who do not have Christmas gifts. And that will be their Christmas gift this year. So grab a box and bless a child on the other side of the world. Thumbs up from upstairs. Church, let's stand together. Join hands with whoever you came with. I guess we could say it that way. I'm getting used to that. Sorry, we used to join hands as a church across the way. But just join hands with whoever you came with. And let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to love and you continue to care and you continue to protect. Father, continue to protect our church and churches across the country as they slowly reopen. Protect our school kids as they're getting ready to go back to school. Some are already in schools. Father, continue to just put your hand of protection over them. Father, continue to bring healing to our city from the disease, from any division, also to our country from this disease and from division. Heavenly Father, we rest in your hands. We look to you for guidance, for clarity, for wisdom, for peace. Use us, Father, as instruments of truth, but also instruments of peace. Father, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you that you have invited us to the eternal table that one day we will enjoy with you. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us first in Jesus. In his precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. Be safe. We'll see you out there. For those online, God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us today on Renewed by the Word. Our desire and hope is that your time in the Word with Pastor Edwin will continue God's renewal in your entire person and life. For more information about Redeemer Church Miami and Pastor Edwin, visit their website, RedeemerChurchMiami.org. That's RedeemerChurchMiami.org. May God bless you richly, and we look forward to being with you next week.